Hi, I'm Ray Hageman. A symposium coming up in January in Gillette on the benefits of virtual fencing of livestock. This is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Stay tuned. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department, multiple county conservation districts, and several nonprofit conservation organizations will offer an educational symposium on virtual fencing for livestock on January 8th at the Camplex Central Pavilion Building in Gillette. Virtual fence is a new and evolving technology that manages livestock movement remotely with electronic collars. These systems use auditory cues and electronic pulses to control livestock movement without a physical fence. Virtual fences can reduce time required for building, repairing, and maintaining traditional wood or wire fence, and also allow control of livestock movement remotely via computer or cell phone. Virtual fencing can also help landowners meet conservation goals, such as incorporating rotational grazing, limiting livestock use in sensitive areas such as along streams, and supporting increased wildlife movement by animals such as deer, pronghorn, and elk. Todd Kaltrider, terrestrial habitat biologist for the Wyoming Game and Fish's Sheridan region, says while most of the discussion of this event will focus on livestock movement, virtual fence has potentially big benefits for wildlife movement as well. He says construction and conversion of existing physical fences to wildlife-friendly standards has been a focus of wildlife conservation work in recent years and will continue. But he says in areas where it's an option, virtual fence can eliminate the possibility of fences altering or blocking wildlife movement and prevents animals from becoming entangled in wires. Representatives from four virtual fence manufacturers will attend the symposium to discuss their products and how they operate. Livestock producers who have used virtual fence will share their experiences with the technology, and representatives from government land management agencies will outline their agency's virtual fence policies. Nonprofit conservation organizations will also provide information on funding opportunities for producers who want to get started with virtual fencing. The symposium is free, but pre-registration is required by December 15th. Again, the symposium will be January 8th at the Camplex Central Pavilion Building in Gillette. The symposium begins at 8 a.m. and ends approximately 4 p.m. A free lunch will be provided. A copy of the agenda can be found on the Wyoming Game and Fish Department website. The Wyoming Outdoorsman is a program produced by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.